So there are some of you who are on the call tonight that do not have the visual aspect of the presentation, so I'm going to do my best to kind of tell you what you're looking at. First slide, of course, is a composite of the Wellness Home products, just a sampling of the many products that NECAN has. And tonight what I'd like to do is to just kind of zero in on a couple of those. I'm going to talk about the magnetic insoles, the MagSteps, MagStrides. So these are our roots, the roots of our technologies. And so easy to get excited about all the other products we have, but I think that these products in particular, the magnetic insoles, are the foundation upon which the company was built and are indispensable for introducing people to the various types of technologies, particularly our magnetic technologies. And I'm also going to be sharing with you some information that I really have never shared before with the NECAN community. This has to do with the RAM magnets that are found certainly in our Nature-S sleep system. And I'm going to be sharing with you some ideas about how that came about in terms of the magnetic pattern that I was asked to design a couple of years ago when we came out with the new mattress. And I'd like to introduce you to some concepts tonight that fall within what I call the three principles of energy wellness. There are many principles of energy wellness, but I'm going to focus on these three because they are the most important when it comes to understanding from a very basic 101 level why and how the different energy products work. And they also form the basis of what we call energy medicine. First principle, it's all energy. Second principle, the environment is everything. And the third principle is everything is connected in the human body. They sound very simple, and they are. And as I'm sharing this with you, I want you just to think about how you can incorporate this into your own presentations when you're working with prospects and people in your organization. So let's get going. Number one, it's all energy. What does that mean, it's all energy? What's all energy? Well, if we just take a look around us in our natural world, we see a picture here of the electromagnetic spectrum, which we're all familiar with because many of our products involve the spectrum of energy, the frequency of energy that we call far infrared. So there are many, many different types of electromagnetic waves, and we have to remember that electromagnetic waves are thought of in terms of frequency and their wavelength function and also their energetic qualities, whether they're radio waves, X-rays, or different colors. And if we think about the different colors of the spectrum, of the visible spectrum, we understand that the difference between red and green and blue, for instance, is nothing more than just a frequency or wavelength. So colors are essentially wavelength, frequency, and their own types of energy. This next chart shows light and sound and the correlation and correspondence with alpha brainwaves. So not only is light measured in terms of frequency and wavelength and energy, but also sound, as is true for brainwaves. And so the chart you're seeing here just is a composite of the correlation between all of these different types of frequencies and wavelengths. Here we see a chart of the periodic table of elements, and all of us who suffered through high school chemistry and beyond know that these are the elements that make up everything, including us, since we are part of everything. And human beings have their essential building blocks found in this chart of the elements. And just like the difference between colors would be frequency and wavelength, the difference between the different elements is also energetic. The difference between the different elements has to do with the number of electrons and the atomic weight and protons in a particular element. But again, remembering that the only difference between each element has to do with a different level or functioning of energetics. And then the picture to the right of that is a picture of Da Vinci's famous Universal Man. And we remember that human beings are made of the elements. Also, you might notice a little SG next to the right place, and it's a little something on the side here, but I want to tell you that that stands for sacred geometry. And if you look at how Da Vinci drew this Universal Man, you'll see different geometric patterns that he saw human beings fitting into. So sacred geometry is something you might want to follow up with sometime and just Google it. It's a fascinating area in terms of human geometrics. Next slide is called biological organization. And we all experience our physical body in different ways. We have to remember that a physical body is made up of organs and tissues, and those are made up of cells. Cells are made up of molecules, atoms, and atoms are made up of what we call subatomic particles. And it's at this level that we really begin to understand the significance of quantum physics, because this is the realm of energetics. And energy medicine plays in this realm of quantum physics, and human energetics is certainly a reflection of that. So when we say everything is energy, we have to remember, even though we experience ourselves as physical beings, in essence, we are energetic in quality. And we see that at a very, very beautiful level here. This is a slide of mitosis, which is cell division. What we see in this slide is the electromagnetic field, the polarity of that field involved with cell division. It's a beautiful slide, I think you would agree with me. And so even at the most fundamental level, on a physical level, which is the cellular level, we see that happening, this energetic process going on. This slide here shows two atoms with their fields of electromagnetic area that protrudes from each atom, from the nucleus on out. And the point of this slide is to familiarize you with the concept that in energy medicine, this is one of the foundational principles where we understand there's two fields coming together. And when two fields come together, two electromagnetic fields come together, something's going to happen. And I'll talk more about what types of things can happen in a few moments. But for right now, it's important to understand that the basis of energy medicine and human energetics and how all of our different products work with our human energy systems is based on this concept that two fields are coming together. And when that happens, something begins to shift in terms of our own energy. Here's a slide that shows a human being with an energy field coming out from the heart in particular. It says the electromagnetic field of the heart. Then I have 15 feet written there as well. 15 feet is the distance which has been measured of the electromagnetic field coming off of the human heart. You consider 15 feet coming out from your body. That's just for the heart energy. We haven't come up with any definite figures of the amount of feet that other types of energies come out from the human body besides the heart, but I'm sure somebody has researched that. But I'm using this as an example just to give you a sense that even in medicine we're able to quantify the fact that the human energy field, in this case the heart, can be measured out 15 feet. And just in case any of you may think that's a little on the woo-woo side, the way that was measured was from this machine here, which is called a SQUID. Please go ahead and Google that, SQUID, Superconducting Quantum Interference Devices. And these are very sensitive machines that measure very fine magnetic fields, and these machines have been used numerous times to chart and research the human energy field. So when I talk about the human energy field coming out 15 feet from the heart, that's a well-substantiated fact there. So this is what has led me to what I call my 15-foot rule, which means that at any given moment, our bodies are radiating out or emanating out an electromagnetic frequency. And so that's going to be one of the guiding lights from here on in this discussion with you tonight. The next slide is that same slide that I showed you with the 15 feet of electromagnetic energy being radiated out. And on top, I've written what wellness technologies or materials are within 15 feet. And then there's a picture of the insoles beneath that image there of the electromagnetic field. And I ask you that question because if you consider that virtually every one of our magnetic and far infrared products, for that matter, and we can even put the nutritionals and water products in that category, they all come within 15 feet. So what that means is that as energetic beings, we are radiating out electromagnetically from 15 feet, and we're always going to be in contact with all of these different products. It takes two to tango, and so we have to remember that there's two parts of the equation, what we are emanating out and what the products are putting out in terms of their own energy field. This next slide is a little more specific. That slide that we've seen a few times now is the electromagnetic field being emanating out from the heart, with the words, two fields coming together. And there's a picture of a Lamb magnet that I put in there, I superimposed, just to remind us that when we're in the realm or in the proximity of a Lamb magnet, our energy is combining with the energy of the Lamb magnet, just like any other product. So that human energy field meets energy field of Lamb. And then I have the words gout fixation. And the reason I'm kind of playing with this gout fixation term here is because very often I hear people obsessing, overly obsessing, on how much gout a particular product has. And the reason I'm phrasing it like that, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but I want you to be aware that to be fixated on how much gout a product has is really missing the point in terms of the interaction between our own energy fields and the energy field of the product. Even if a product has a lower gauss, if it's within 15 feet, we're still interacting with that field that the product's putting out. So I really urge you to keep the gauss issue in perspective and don't put a lot of stock into it. And so that's going to be important in our next discussion here. Here's a slide of two charts, traditional energy charts, energy anatomy charts, one from China, which is about 2,000 years old. These are the energy meridians and acupuncture points. And the other one on the left is the chart of the chakra system and the nadis, which are the energy channels as seen by the Indian culture, also about 2,000 years. And I share that with you because even with all of our Western science and quantum physics research about human energy, we have to remember that there were people on the planet a long time ago that understood that we were, in fact, energy beings. So we have to remember that our products in particular are interacting with us on a number of levels, including these very subtle energy fields that are traditionally known for many, many years. Number two, the environment is everything. Here's a slide that shows a human being in the middle with all of these different types of environmental influences. And I'll just go over a few of them. We have the electromagnetic spectrum, nuclear power, which Dave did a great job educating us about last month, certainly magnetic fields of the planet, pollution, different types of pollution, and very mean people like the Wicked Witch of the West down there. These are all different examples of things that we know all the time that are going on. These are all different influences on us, influences that are part of our external environment. So obviously we're aware of these things. And so when we begin to talk about the wellness home, and here you see a picture of a symbolic wellness home, we can look at a wellness home as really creating an environment that supports our individual well-being right down to the cellular level. And I ask the question, why? Why do I say that at the cellular level? So let's take a peek at why that is. Here's a slide that shows a cell in the middle. On the left is the bloodstream. On the right is the lymphatic system. And basically, this is just biology 101. The cell stays alive and does what it needs to do to function because it's receiving oxygen, nutrition, and water. Once it's into the cell, the mitochondria are metabolizing all of those different elements, making ATP energy, and the waste products go into the lymphatic system. Very basic chart. We've discussed it before in calls when I've been with you, and now what we want to do is to add a different layer to that chart, and we see this chart is entitled the extracellular matrix, what I call the inner wellness home. We have the outer wellness home of products. This is the inner wellness home. This is where all the action takes place, and this is why we use the products of the outer wellness home, the different technologies. And what you see here are those three different symbols, the cell, the blood, and the lymph again, except now those fall within this larger circle that I call the ECM, or the extracellular matrix. And this is here to remind us that all of these different structures in the body, the cell, blood, lymph, nerves, bones, all are encased and are part of the community of what's called the extracellular matrix. And we're going to spend some time right now talking about that. This next slide shows the muscular system, the skeletal system, nervous system. And then we have that circle around it again that symbolizes this extracellular matrix, this wellness home that all of the different cells, no matter what type they are, exist within this extracellular matrix. Here's a slide, some beautiful slides of the extracellular matrix. The ECM is also referred to as the connective tissue, the fascia. This is where we find the interstitial fluid or the interstitial tissue, all different names of basically the same substance in the body. It's a fascinating tissue that pervades virtually every part of our body. And this slide here is a composite of all those systems again, the muscular, skeletal, nervous system. And we see that this ECM, this connective tissue, the fascia, permeates every single one of these systems. Very, very critical to understand that this is what this is the glue that binds the whole thing in our body. This next slide, we call it the ECM, Inner Wellness Home. So the fascia connective tissue not only provides structural support for the body, we always think about the bones doing that, but in fact it's the connective tissue that allows us to have structural support right down to the inner part of the cell itself. And the fact is that the connective tissue also is the mediating substance for the transportation of nutrition, water, and oxygen. And you'll recall a few moments ago I said that the way the cell stays alive is by it receiving oxygen, nutrition, and water. So all of these different elements have to pass through the connective tissue, or this ECM, in order to get into the cell. So that's why it's so critical that the connective tissue is in prime condition. The next part of this slide is absolutely critical to understanding how the products interface with the human body. And it says, the ECM undergoes rapid changes in magnetic orientation when exposed to four things: magnetic fields, changes in temperature, hydration, and pH. So every time we're out there talking about all of these different products, and we're talking about temperature balance, hydration, pH, magnetic fields, the implication of that is that these are the main factors that are affecting this ECM connective tissue. So to grasp this concept, to understand exactly how profound this is when we talk about the products, is to really appreciate what we have available in NECAN in terms of its effect on the whole system. So when we say the cellular environment is everything, we mean that if there are any deficiencies in nutrition, if there exists any form of pollution, if there is inadequate oxygen, poor circulation, or organ malfunction, the cellular environment, meaning the ECM, will suffer, and with it the health of the body. Very, very important summary, overview of this. The third principle, everything is connected. We've talked about this indirectly already. This ECM is what interconnects everything in the body. It connects the blood and the nerves and the lymph, all the fluids, all the cells, no matter what kind of cells they are, everything is interconnected on a physical level because of this connective tissue. And this ECM actually has some fascinating properties. I want to go through a few of them with you. The first property is what we call piezoelectric energy, P-I-E-Z-O. Many of you know about piezoelectric energy, particularly with the skeletal system. This is why we emphasize the importance of exercise and different types of activity for bone health, because it's that piezoelectric energy, that ionic spark, that energy that happens when we compress bone that helps to strengthen it. Well, it turns out that piezoelectric energy is also present in the connective tissue, which is that little picture up on the right-hand side, and it also is the energy that is participating in the acupuncture meridians when we do acupuncture or any other type of interface with the body's energy system. You all know piezoelectricity without even having known the word before, because different types of materials like tourmaline crystals, which are found in our comforter and in our magnetic sports bracelets, these are all different elements that, when compressed and are moved around, create this piezoelectric energy. So you've had experience with this already. Come back to this slide of how the ECM undergoes rapid changes again. I want to focus in on magnetic fields. So what we see is that when the ECM, or the connective tissue, is exposed to magnetic fields, what we're going to find is that there's going to be some very important life-supporting and, unfortunately, life-damaging effects. This is a picture here of, something that was put together. It's a picture of a little fetus with a cell phone next to its ear, a very troubling picture, which you'll see when you play back this presentation. It's a very disturbing picture as far as I'm concerned, and next to it is a picture of how we are bombarded by different types of electromagnetic fields each day that are not healthy. So energy coming together with energy doesn't necessarily mean life-supporting. It can also mean life-damaging. So we have to remember that when we're in different types of fields of energy, electromagnetic energy, that ECM is being affected by it, just by definition. This slide is a picture of the acupuncture meridians as we know them, 12 regular meridian pathways, and 72 total pathways. And these all combine to make what we call a whole body communication network. And what's interesting about this slide is that it represents the fact that the acupuncture system is actually located in the ECM, in the fascial planes, or the connective tissue, whatever you want to call them. It's a very profound statement here, because now we see the coming together of Eastern and Western medicine and the thought that has been with us for many hundreds, thousands of years from the Eastern cultures in terms of the energy pathways, and now we know that their existence is right in the connective tissue itself. So that brings us to the two products I wanted to focus on tonight, our insoles, magnetic insoles, the MagSteps, MagStrides, and the LAM magnet. So let's start with the insoles. Here's a picture of the insoles, which you're all familiar with. Most of you, if not everybody, is familiar with the fact that when we put the insoles in the shoes, something good begins to happen. And I want to go through why that is with you. So here you see in the upper left a picture of a couple of cute little feet with superimposed the reflexology chart on them. On the lower right, we see another shot of a foot, and we also see some acupuncture meridians. So we have to remember, when we put the insoles on, we're not just contacting the bottom of the foot and the reflexology points, but we're also stimulating the acupuncture points that are located in the same area. In this next slide, I've superimposed the picture of the connective tissue right over the feet. And I did that because I want you to remember that the feet are not just the reflexology points or the acupuncture meridians, but they are also the connective tissue. And we said before, everything's interconnected, and that means that through this connective tissue network, as soon as we put the insoles in our shoes, what's happening is that there's this communication process going throughout the entire body. And that is why we can say that everything in the body is interconnected via the connective tissues and energy pathways. This is one of the guiding principles of energy medicine, and again, it explains so much about why it is that when we put a magnetic product on any part of our body, no matter if it's a bracelet or a necklace or the insoles or sleeping on the mattress, we're always interacting with the entire body simultaneously. This communication system is happening all the time. Here's a picture of the insoles again. And if we superimpose those over the feet, we have to ask that question again. Do they fall within the 15-foot rule? We said before that the electromagnetic field of the body is at least 15 feet because we know that that's what the heart energy is. Of course, the answer is yes, they fall within the 15-foot rule. So right away, we know that even if the insoles are not touching the skin, we're certainly in very intimate contact with them because they're within 15 feet. So we see that the foot reflexology points, the acupuncture points, the meridians, and the connective tissue all participating in this communication system with the insoles. Here's a picture of magnetic fields superimposed on the 2 feet, just to remind us that, in fact, we're talking about the interaction between 2 fields coming together. This is one of the first principles I talked about tonight. When you have 2 electromagnetic fields coming together, something is going to happen in the body's energy system. Back to the first slide again, the 3 principles of energy wellness, just to remind us where we came from. It's all energy. The environment is everything, and everything is connected. Now, here's a picture here that you're all familiar with. On the left, we see somebody muscle testing somebody else. So the question I pose beneath that picture is, what is being tested? And one of the obvious answers is, well, he's testing her muscle strength. But what's underneath that muscle strength? How can a muscle anywhere in the body go weak or get stronger? And in our case, we've seen it time and time again when we have people come up and we're demonstrating muscle strength. So the question I want to pose to you is, what is being tested? And based on what we talked about tonight, what we're really testing is the energetics of the body, how the energy in the body is affected when we put the insoles into our shoes. On the right, we have a picture of a rollout, and it's the same question, basically. What is being rolled out? Of course, we are giving a very nice, relaxing massage. interacting with the muscles, but what is surrounding the muscles? What is surrounding everything in the body? It's the connective tissue. And through the connective tissue, we find the acupuncture meridians. So when you're coming down the back with the rollout, with the Mad Creator, you are following what's called the bladder meridian. And on the bladder meridian are all of the different contact acupuncture points for all of the organs in the systems. And all of those systems and organs and acupuncture points are all interconnected with everything else in the body. So consider that when you are doing a muscle test or doing a rollout, you're always interacting with, I think that you're just going to enjoy doing what you do even more so. Here's a picture that you've seen many times now. This is a picture of the Nature Rest sleep system. And within that picture, you've noticed this interesting little pattern of circles overlapping each other. And I have a sense that many of you have gathered that it is some representation of some energetic thing going on there in the Nature Rest system. But I wanted to share with you, maybe for the first time with many of you, what that picture actually is. That picture actually is a cutaway of this picture here. This is a picture here of one of the original draft pictures that I put together when designing the RAM magnetic pattern for the Nature Rest sleep system that Dave and Niken asked me to work on with them. And so this is one of the first things that was submitted, and this was actually ultimately the pattern that was selected. And I wanted to share with you a little background with that about how that all came around. The question that I had to pose to myself in order to come up with the pattern was this: how to design a sleep environment that addresses the physical and energetic nature of the ECM. How can a pattern be formed that would tap into the human energetics as well as the physical structure of the human being? And what pattern design would create a magnetic environment in which the body is always in contact with, regardless of what sleeping position and the size of the user? So that meant I had to design some type of pattern that would really allow for this continual interaction with the pattern, no matter how the person was sleeping or how large or small they were in. So we see this picture here. These are some of the more common sleeping positions that studies and research have shown people to be in throughout the night. And I think that you'd agree with me that most of us are in any number of these. My favorite one here, Dave, looks like the yearner. That's an interesting one, it looks like. But what it shows is that people sleep in many different patterns, positions, and then underneath that, people are different sizes. So how do you create a pattern that's going to address and support all of those different sleeping positions and the patterns? Well, we go right back to that basic principle I've been talking about, which is the 15-foot rule. So given that, I realize that as long as the energy of the body is extending out and emanating out 15 feet at least, that the body's always going to be in contact to some degree with the different RAM magnets that were placed in this particular pattern. The other principle I had to work with was that everything is connected. So no matter which magnet or groups of magnets in the overall pattern that people were in contact with, whether they were within a few inches of them or a foot away, all they needed to be was in contact with just a few of them in order for the whole system to get support. Because consider putting on just a bracelet, for instance, or a mini, or a knee brace, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm supporting this particular part of the body. Well, it's true, except that on this principle of everything is connected means that every meridian, every plane of fascia and connective tissue is being affected, and therefore every cell in the body as well. Another basic principle I kept in mind was the chart I showed you before of the traditional energy anatomy. Understanding that through the acupuncture system and the chakra system, that we have this constant interface between the physical body, the energy body, and the product. And the product in this case was the RAM pattern that was integrated into the mattress design. And here is the picture again. So there's two aspects to the pattern that I designed into it. One is what I call the central zone, And in this picture here, you see it highlighted, the magnets that come down the center line. If the body was stationary, just laying there, this would be the central zone. And this is the zone that you're all familiar with anyway through the MAD creator. And when the MAD creator comes down, you are stimulating the central zone. In this case, the RAM pattern is stimulating the central zone, the central energy system of the body. It is not lined up specifically with chakras or acupuncture points, so please don't interpret what I'm saying as that the pattern was designed specifically for targeted chakras or acupuncture points. That was not what the intention was here. It was to create a zone or a field through which the body, as it was moving around during the night in different positions or the sides of the body, it would always be in contact with some part of this central zone. Then there's also the peripheral zone. And the peripheral zone is important because even though it doesn't have a direct correlation with the different meridians or areas of the central zone, they still play a supportive role. Like you have your main actors of the central zone, then you got your supporting actors in the peripheral zone. And through all of these different peripheral points here, all these different positions, when we combine those together with the central zone, what we have is a complete way of addressing all of the different areas of the body as people move in and out of sleep positions, no matter what size they are. The other interesting thing about the peripheral zone that I've kept in mind was that, as we all know, there's different parts of the body that are related to what we call pressure points or pressure spots that if the mattress is not ergonomically correct, like our own nature rest sleep system is, people tend to develop these sore points. And so what I wanted to do was also create, as close as possible, areas or zones that would help to improve circulation and flow through these different areas that took more pressure. It wasn't so important with the nature rest pattern because we're not really dealing with that type of issue as with most other mattresses. So this is another area of support that I wanted to add in, and it correlated very nicely with the peripheral zone. Here's a chart that I have not really shared too much information with you with because it's a little more advanced, but I'm going to do it tonight because you've all been so great in joining me and Dave tonight that I figured, well, what the heck, let's go for it. So what you have here is another image that we can interpret through this sacred geometric pattern or structure. And what you see here, all of the interactions and permutations of energy interactions that might exist between not the magnets themselves, but within the tissues themselves. We have to remember that the magnets, the RAM magnets, don't exist in isolation by themselves in this particular pattern. They exist in relationship. And the relationship comes about by the interaction between the RAM magnet and the human tissues. So what we see here is just something, you know, food for thought. Your consciousness, your subconsciousness is aware that these magnets are in a particular pattern, and so you're actively aware on some level that there are not just specific locations but interactions going on all the time. This is a fascinating area. Perhaps when I come out to work with you in your individual groups at different events, we can go into this in greater detail. I think it's one of the most exciting fields to study. But I wanted to share it with you anyway because it's something that is going on and you need to be aware of it. This slide says 100% coverage, and it shows the ECM, which is the connective tissue matrix, with the pattern. And under it says massaging latex nodules. And then the word mechanotransduction. So let me translate this for you. Now, if we took all of the magnets out, and all we had on the NatureRest mattress were the massaging latex nodules, those would be enough to stimulate the extracellular matrix because there is a process, there's actually this this pressure-related process that happens when we are exposed to any type of surface that is round or bumpy, for instance, in the mag steps. That's what's happening. When we put the mag steps in, for instance, this process of mechanotransduction means that the tissue is being stimulated through massage, and that in turn influences the biochemical and energetic activities of each cell in your body. So as you are rolling around on your NatureRest mattress, you are stimulating your entire connective tissue system just by being exposed to the nodules. Add in the RAM magnets, and what you have now is virtually 100% coverage of the entire physical body and certainly energy body that cannot be achieved with any other type of product out there on the market. This is an exclusive that we have, and it is an amazing way of providing coverage all the time throughout the night, no matter what position the person is in. So what we have here basically is a single system of communication. It's a whole integrated body approach towards supporting the energy system of the entire body, and it's based on this single pattern of 16 RAM magnets. So some key points that I put together originally back a couple years ago, I'll repeat them again. This is a single 16 RAM magnet pattern with two interfacing components, a mattress and a pillow. The pattern design reflects physical and energetic anatomical systems models, which means that it's interacting with the physical on the connective tissue level and the energetic in terms of the acupuncture network as well. Individual RAM positions are located in established field zones rather than on specific points or energy centers. Very important that you keep that in mind. These are zones that people are moving in and out through while they sleep during the night. The pattern works in conjunction with the latex nodules to support flow and balance throughout the body. That should be quite evident by now. And both direct and indirect field contact is maintained with varying numbers of RAM during the use. You don't have to be in contact with all 16 RAM. If you were in contact with just one, that would create a very supportive influence for the whole body. And so even though the pattern exists there on the three-dimensional level, it doesn't have to be lined up directly. You don't have to be worried about whether you're sleeping on all of them or not. Remember the 15-foot rule? You're always going to be in contact with all of the magnets anyway. So in closing, what I want to just point out is that even though I've discussed the insoles tonight and the RAM pertaining to the NatureRest mattress, the RAM pattern, if you just reflect on all of the different magnetic technologies that we have, what you're going to quickly come to realize is that each one of them is providing a whole body support. And I know that's difficult to conceptualize sometimes because you're thinking, oh, I have this beautiful bracelet on or necklace on, or I'm sitting in the seat, or even drinking the magnetized water. You have to remember that that is affecting the whole system because everything is interconnected. So really go back and look at all the products and appreciate them with new eyes. And what I'm showing you here again is this composite picture of all the different products, and maybe in the future, Dave, we can go through other products and talk about them from an energy medicine perspective. And I just wanted to invite all of you who are on tonight that if you would like to be on my own mailing list to keep you posted about where I'm going to be speaking and what all of the different energy medicine conferences that are going to be coming up over the next several months, where you can participate in those, just really join in with this new understanding of how we as energetic beings are having a great support from all the different NECAN technologies. So it's been a pleasure to share these thoughts with you. And Dave, are you back on there?
Peter, I'm back on. Can you hear me okay?
I'm right in here with you.
Listen, I'm getting comments that are all extremely positive, and of course my reactions to your presentations are always one of awe, and you get my brain working. You give a tremendous amount of information that I think is not only useful but is also provocative. And I wanted to follow up before I get to a couple of questions here, because we don't have a lot of time, but I did want to do a few things. Before I do that, can you expand a little bit and tell people who don't know what these energy medicine or what these conclaves are about that you do speak at periodically?
Well, there are a number of different energy medicine conferences that we've been involved with over the last few years, and have involved the top most exciting people, I think, in the world in terms of their expertise in different energy products and technologies: Anthony Beauvais, Curtis Bennett, Sharon Weinstein, who has put together these incredible programs, myself, Dr. Ron Lynch, and other folks, experts in nutrition. Dr. Roger Drummer has been very instrumental in this. So many people who you all know in the Nikken world here are a part of this, and the most exciting thing is that for healthcare professionals, most professions now can get continuing ed credits for the for participating in these conferences. So they're very, very cutting edge and really leading the field in energy medicine to an academic setting.
And these are known as the Integrative Health Forums?
Correct. That's the that is the organization that Sharon has established. And what we have is this energy medicine conference and seminars, symposiums, whatever you would like to call them, are just the coming together. And they're typically done at universities and other types
right.
of educational institutions.
And as I understand it, these are actually accredited, and the healthcare professionals who attend are able to glean credits for that.
Absolutely.
Keep them certified,
that's
and in fact can even lead to
right.
Advanced degrees.
And that's absolutely correct. And what's happened at many of these different events is that the wellness consultants who are working with medical professionals, nurses, chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, bring people who are not necessarily aware of Nikken with them, and these people get the benefit of those continuing education credits.
Okay, let's go. Thanks, Peter. Let's go to a couple of questions that I think we have a little bit of time for. I don't know how long it's going to take you to answer them, but one that always comes up, particularly and exclusively, I guess, in connection with the magnetics is the issue or the question of north versus south, the question of polarity. Can you comment on that?
In terms of orientation for the...
Yeah, I mean, there's some people out there who are saying, and of course, you know, there are various websites that are touting their own products and touting their own wares, that will say, well, north is good and south is bad, or south is good and north is bad. And as you know, Nikken has always embraced multiple polarities, as evidenced by the EQL in the MagSets, and a number of other products. So can you comment on where these people are going, where they get that idea?
It's a great question, a very important question. And my own personal training with magnets began back many years before I actually studied acupuncture. And then being in the acupuncture training programs, we were exposed quite a bit to the principles of magnetics and the basics of these. Even though one pole or another will happen to have different qualities of influence on the physical system, we have to remember the fundamental principle that says you cannot have a magnetic field unless you've got a north and south pole. So that being said, the body is always going to be taking in the whole comprehensive field. This 15-foot rule is not just some arbitrary thing that's being put out there. It means that you are constantly being exposed to both at the same time. And that's why Nikken has put such an emphasis on the multiple pole concept, particularly with the RAM, where Anthony actually had changed the direction and the different degrees of each magnet within each RAM magnet itself, because we want to give the body this whole experience. It's similar to herbal therapy, where you know people use like the leaves or the buds or the seeds or the stems, but good people in herbology know that when you combine all of the parts of the plant, that you get a much better comprehensive experience. And so I appreciate the fact that, you know, the companies position themselves with their own wares in different respects in terms of, ooh, this pole is doing this and that. The important thing to remember is that when you're dealing with a magnetic field, it's always north-south. You can't just have a magnet that's a north magnet or a south magnet. You're always going to be dealing with the whole thing. That being said, it's important to realize that some people are going to be more sensitive to different energies of that whole magnet. And so, in that case, what you do is that you reverse it or you begin to use it in a way that the person feels more comfortable. But I don't put a lot, all the years I've been using magnetics, I have not found that to be an issue with my patients or with my own experience with it. And I appreciate other people's experiences, but I think that sometimes we get a little too carried away with being concerned about that. And a lot of times you'll find companies just posturing in terms of marketing that
sure.
you know, they have to have something that shows that they're different from somebody else.
Sure.
But we've done a great job. Under your guidance, Dave, we've just done an incredible job putting together magnetic products that just recognize the whole field. This is whole field magnetism. We're not focusing on north or south. They're coming out with an east-west magnet, by the way.
An east-west magnet?
Yeah, the east-west. Stay tuned. We're coming out with an east-west magnet that will be a whole compass.
Otherwise known as the detente magnet?
Yeah, exactly.
that aged me somewhat, didn't it? Listen, I've got a couple minutes left.
Yep.
This has been a spectacular presentation, and I mean, I'm getting incredible comments from the field who were gleefully typing in things like, this seems to be an excellent webcast. I hope it will be available again soon. And I guess a couple of people had trouble with the audio. I've had no trouble with this end, but what I can tell everybody is that this has been recorded, this is recorded, and it will be posted immediately on the web so that you'll not only be able to hear the audio clearly, but you'll be able to see all of the PowerPoints that Peter's presented. And I know that Sarah and the Pooh Boss here will make sure that that recording is posted tomorrow. So don't worry, you'll be able to get it. And, there's another comment here. Thank you, Peter. As always, you're amazing and educational. We appreciate it. And I just wanted to ask you one last thing, Peter, before I let you go.
Yes.
And that is, you talked about the nodules. And this is one of the things that was kind of an aha moment for me when we first started to talk about the integration of RAM into the NatureS topper. More specifically, you had made a comment to me that the nodules themselves are stimulatory and that they actually help to prepare the tissue to accept or to embrace the magnetic flux energy coming from the RAM. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So if we think about the nodules as being in the world of massage stimulation, very gentle massage stimulation, what we're doing is actually softening up the connective tissue. Because remember, massage is really a connective tissue issue because, you know, that's what it's doing. And it's softening up the connective tissue. And when that happens, we're getting better circulation, we're getting better hydration, we're allowing the flow of energy to circulate better through the whole network of connective tissue. So when you add in the RAM, you know, on top of that, it's going to be even more of a powerful effect and a much more gentle stimulation to areas of the body that may be experiencing a little more stress or strain or tightness. And so the nodules and the RAM magnets work together as a pair. And that's why I said before, if you even took the RAM magnets out of it, you'd still have a total stimulating effect just by enjoying the mattress without the RAM. But what the RAM do is they establish a foundation and basis for balance and coherence. And sometime I'll talk to you more about coherence throughout the whole system.
All right. Listen, Dr. Peter Goldberg, I want to thank you again, my friend, for joining us. And I will end by saying that for those of you who are planning or thinking about planning on going down to the Orlando event with the Royal Alliance, Dr. Goldberg will be there. So you can hear him and see him in the flesh and interact with him. And just as an aside, I will be there as well. And we look forward to seeing everybody. And Peter, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
All the best. We're going to sign off. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Appreciate it.